this?
Yeah.
Okay. This starts at the high school level, and that's not where I started my work in, working with kids. I started at the first grade level because, unfortunately, that's where my kids started education. And I got recruited by a teacher who Sherry and I now know for, I guess, 22 years as such. But I wanted to do some things with the high school students, and I wanted them to do some things with understanding enzymes. They get a lot of biology, different aspects, but enzymes, I find, are fun to work with if you do it in the right manner. And they can teach the kids a lot of things, and they're applicable in many different ways. So I wanted to introduce enzyme assays, the idea of measuring math, into general biology, physiology labs, and you can do it in a bunch of other places too, so we can apply it in many ways. And the other thing is, because of ISTEP in Indiana and this math English bit, I wanted to incorporate as much math as I could into this lab. So that's where it came from. And it started with tiny little starch agar gels, whereupon the students could put saliva on a gel, and they could easily see the activity of an enzyme on a gel after a brief introduction as such. And it was just basically the idea that an enzyme works and they could actually see what happens with it, because you can't do it in the physical system of the human body. And the idea being, there are two types of enzymes, the type that break things apart and the type that put things together. So we actually, it was part of a little introduction to the kids. The girls look at me like I'm crazy. Ugh! The guys say, cool, you know, whatever. And it doesn't matter if they're 3 years, third grade or 12th grade for doing that. The part where the measurements and everything went, we went with corn seed. And I use kids going into groups because they have to make reps and everything. And it's basically field corn, sweet corn, popcorn. Most teachers put things into threes. I'm not sure why. At least they did in the two schools I work with. But you can work in fours and throw in Indian corn if you want to. Make something different out of it. The kids start by measuring the weights of seeds, and then they put them into mini incubation chambers. And that little blue thing, a mini, it's just a little Ziploc bag, snap bag, with a piece of paper towel in it. And they've weighed the seeds, and they start them growing, and they date them on different time periods. And what happens is, as the seeds grow, they are going to use those seeds in later experiments, and they're going to quantify the weight of the accumulation date and calculate. They can actually use the, by calculating the slopes of the various parts of those curves, calculate the rate of growth of seeds and compare them to each other as such. So that's one of the things we do. Now, with those seeds, the enzymology part comes in. I use large gels, and what we actually do is they take a seed out of each of their little packets that they might have of 2 days, 4 days, 6 days, 8 days, whatever, and they put them onto gels, and they literally let them onto a starch agar gel. A seed has a starchy endosperm, if it's a corn seed. It has to digest the starchy endosperm because it does not have a leaf yet, and it doesn't have a root yet, to catch minerals from the soil or make energy from life. So it uses its starchy endosperm to create the first energy to make the first round of growth and then the ultimate leaf and root as such. And the kids can actually do the gels, make the gels, and the next day come back in and stain those gels with iodine, potassium iodide concentrations, a simple assay, and you get these lovely little clear spots. Aha, math. Got to quantitate the clear spot. So we have to take the area of the curves, and found out 3 days ago that one of the teachers said, Suzanne, we should take the volume as well because it's stained all the way down into the gel. A little kink into my exercise. But you can take the areas of the curves and relate that over time to growth and see how active the enzymes were as such. You can also do a little bit of thinking, and if you have the seeds set up right, you can actually take the specific activity and relate that to the weight of the seeds at different stages of growth. And you see how the specific activity might change, and it might kind of flip-flop your correlation between how active an enzyme is in one instance versus another, because you can't basically compare, say, a watermelon and an orange. But if you got rid of all the water in both, aha, there's not that much there, and you can now correlate the substance as such. So that's the senior stuff. The other thing, there's enzymes that build, and Legos, A, C, and D, are great models. Kids know what they are. They've used them all their life. They've been enzymes all their life. They've been building of them. Another thing is jigsaw puzzles, and I've got two experiments out there to showing it. Yes, Lego did give me the kit to do it, but I've made little glucose molecules in A, and you can actually make little range of starch on a simple manner, or you can actually have the kids build a glucose molecule from CO2 and H2O, and when you do it with the Legos, you come out with one C6H12O6 and six H6O2s. You can actually build those into glycogens, starches, and celluloses if you want to keep on expanding it as such. My conclusions: the starch agar gels help the kids visualize activity. Graphing enable the kids to utilize math concepts. Models help the kids conceptualize scientific processes. And basically, the kids have a lot of fun doing hands-on activities. It's a heck of a lot more fun than reading a book.